Time to go again to the A Moment of Science mailbag. A listener writes, Dear A Moment of Science, is it true that Henry Ford built a car made out of soybeans? If so, where is it now?
Great question. The answer is yes. Henry Ford did, in fact, make a car from soybeans in 1941.
Just to be clear, the car's body was made from plastic panels made from soybeans. The frame and engine and other parts were made from metal. But I guess the other question is, why did Ford use soybeans in the first place?
Because he was trying to help American farmers. Ford grew up on a farm and was always thinking of ways to help farmers make more money. Showing that soybeans could be used to make cars might create a lucrative new market for soybean farmers.
Plus, metal was scarce during the early 1940s, so Ford was looking for new materials like plastic to build car parts.
And finally, Ford was just really into soybeans. At the 1934 World's Fair in Chicago, he invited reporters to a lunch and dinner featuring dozens of soy foods. He served soybean cheese, soybean crackers, soy bread and butter, soy milk, and soy ice cream. Ford was probably one of the first Americans to regularly drink soy milk.
Anyhow, back to the soy car. The only reason Ford didn't build more was because the Second World War shut down car manufacturing. And after the war, the initiative just sort of faded out.
As for the soy car that was built, it was eventually torn apart for parts.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. That address, amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.